Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cracks are back, the searing light. Burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the
mighty divine divine. That's a great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, one of my favorites. That's from the Innocent Age album. That song is called Nexus. It's the first song in that double album from many years ago. If you don't have that, folks, you'll thank me later when you buy it. It's a beautiful, magnificent, and all of his great songs are on that album. Welcome back, 17 Tell. I'm Jim Blasting, and we're spinning some platters and rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out. Jeff Ramson is here. Jeff's a new friend, and he's the founder and CEO of PCG Advisory Group, and we're talking about digital securities. We're talking about crypto, assets. Jeff, thanks again for being here. We talked in the previous segment about what a digital security is. It's a store of value that's in digital form. And the truth is, we talked about Bitcoin and we differentiated between Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency slash store of asset of value, as opposed to the other 1,499 cryptocurrencies that are basically just currency, like Ethereum. But the thing is, if you think about it, some people might say, well, wait a minute, I own stocks. I've never held a stock. I keep that in an account in Fidelity or whatever. Isn't that a digital security? People differentiate between that digital security and what the new digital securities. Jeff,
right, correct. If I could, I'd like to make a distinction and a clarification. The 1,400 or 1,500 cryptocurrencies you're referring to are one category. And I put those in the category of these were issued as ICOs and kind of fell outside of the regulatory framework of U.S. securities laws,
okay.
And or a lot of them have. So that's a whole category there that is open to lots of debate and speculation. There's another side that's developing, which relates more to the things you described, like you're owning stocks and bonds in your Fidelity account. The difference there. So those are securities that are backed by equity in a company or it's guaranteed by the creditor.
It's simply the record is the only digital part, right? The record of it is the
correct.
Only digital part. Yeah,
correct.
Go ahead.
Exactly. It's still backed by paper, right? These are paper security certificates that show up in digital form on your statement, but they're still not transferred in essence on the blockchain. So the difference is, I believe, we're starting to see more companies issuing equity, issuing shares via, to be cleared on the blockchain. So those, in my mind, are the new digital securities.
And is that over an ICO, initial coin offering? Is that how they do that?
Well, so initial coin offering relates more to that first category we talked about, that are those cryptocurrencies.
Right.
And they have their own, they're a bit outside the regulatory framework of the U.S.
Okay.
What we're calling this, we're taking that same technology and the same marketing, the technology created to market those instruments into the world of traditional securities. So that convergence is now called either a security token offering or an STO or a digital security offering, DSO. So those are like the I would say the regulated versions of an ICO.
I got you. Okay. If someone offers me shares of a company, and that could happen more and more. I mean, people are out there doing it right now. They're raising money with digital tokens. If they offered me this, then probably what they would be offering me, if I were going to be investing as a shareholder in the company, they would be offering me a security token as a security token offering. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
They'd be offering you equity or share in their company or some version of that, right? You can have all kinds of different customized securities.
Right.
But they'd be offering you something that has an asset backing it.
So a coin, an ICO, a coin literally means currency, and token typically means equity. Is that, could we say that?
Is that
too general?
Again, Generally, yes. I mean, there is a changing vernacular. As I said, that there's language being adopted all the time, or it's evolving. So I'd say that's fair to say for the moment, but that mm-hmm. can shift.
All right.
I think it's a good way to put it. Yeah.
What do we need to know about investing in security tokens?
Well, I mean, first of all, investing in the regulated marketplace, which is all we really focus on, it's like investing in anything else. I mean, you've got to, if you're going to be an investor in a company, you've got to do certain due diligence to learn about the company mm-hmm. and satisfy yourself that this is a sound investment. It's really fundamentally that hasn't changed. One of the things that I should say, one thing that's going to become available through this digital security space is what you mentioned earlier. Investing in stocks and bonds, whether they're digital or not, is one thing. But there's going to be the opportunity to take what were before illiquid assets or unattainable assets for the average investor. Like, for example, owning a piece of a skyscraper building in New York or Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The assets like that will be able to be, given this new digital model, be able to be spread out amongst larger groups of investors. So it's very possible that you may be able to buy a piece of the Empire State Building in a fractional amount.
Mm-hmm.
That, to this point, has only been available to big, large institutional investors or big pools of capital. So I think that's an important thing to look for as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm imagining the time when two chickens would be the equivalent of a sack of potatoes, and somebody walks up and says, "I got this coin from the king here. I'd rather give you that as my potatoes." And the guy with the chicken says, "Nah, I don't trust that new stuff. I want the potatoes." Is that where we are with the coin with the tokens right now? And when we come back after the message at the break, I'm going to get you to talk to us about that, folks. The things that Jeff's talking about, these are things that make us go right now, but very, very soon it's going to be the way things work. This is the disruption we've been talking about, the next internet class disruption. Tintel, stay with us. Right back with Jeff Ramson. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.